Napa know-how.
A Napa guy knows more isn't always better, unless we're talking about full-size vans. These beasts do more than get you from A to B. They have so much space a man can live in it. With shag carpeting, waterbed, and a sweet lava lamp, these mobile abodes have all the comforts of home. With quality parts and plenty of Napa know-how, you can keep the original tiny house running longer, stronger. That's Napa know-how.
Napa know-how.
Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Joyce Barry and Friends, the number one worldwide radio show. Show's outrageous and it's contagious. It will lift your spirits high, you'll feel that you can fly. Transform your attitude, fill it with gratitude. Cut loose and improvise, it's coaching time today. Joyce is a great coach with an extraordinary approach. Fast on the upbeat, top of the heap. A wild motivator, great stimulator. Unstoppable in a humoristic way. Life lessons with passion, joyfully today. You want Joyce as your coach if you want this to be your best year ever.
Of course I want this to be my best year ever. I want this to be your best year ever. Welcome to Joyce Barry and Friends. We are broadcasting live across America and around the world. This is the Hour to Empower, with stimulating talk, views you can use, memorable quotes, and powerful life lessons. We always have hot guests and cool topics. We even have cool guests and hot topics. You always want to tune us on, tune in, and tune up with us to hear the best of the best. You do not want to miss any of our shows. Each show goes into our archives. Log into JoyceBarryandFriends.com, Barry, B-A-R-R-I-E, and you will see each guest and each topic on our homepage. You can play and download any of our shows, always informative, inspiring, and motivational. You want to share these special shows with your friends, family, and contacts. You can follow us on Facebook and become a Joyce Barry subscriber and even a fan by going to our Joyce Barry and Friends fan page. Be sure to check like. You can follow us on Twitter. You can follow us by going to our Blog Talk Radio homepage and clicking follow right below my picture. You can also message me in any of these venues about our show, about our guests, about anything. My official website is JoyceBarry.com. Barry, B-A-R-R-I-E. The chat room is open. Log into the chat room, have fun, and chat away. I go back and forth into the chat room during the show to see what is going on in there. Motivation, inspiration, and an education. Positive, happy thoughts to improve your life, health, and finances. Take positive actions to create a gratifying lifestyle. Life lessons from me, your host, Joyce Barry, straight from the Coach's Corner, and then you will hear from our wonderful guest today. Folks, every day should be treated like a special day. We wish you the finest of friends, the opulence of opportunities, the magic of miracles, and the happiest of days. May this year be your best year ever. Here I am in the Coach's Corner in sunny Florida, and let me share with you today about something that's always been meaningful to me, which is about paying it forward. Here are some of my most interesting, inspiring quotes. This by Blake Beattie. Sail beyond the horizon. Fly higher than you ever thought possible. Magnify your existence by helping others. Be kind to people and animals of all shapes and sizes. Be true to what you value most. Shine your light on the world and be the person you were born to be. Mother Teresa says, if you can't feed 100 people, then just feed one. Jesse Jackson tells us the only time you should look down at someone is when you are helping them up. One of my favorite authors of all time, Anonymous, says, if you have much, give your wealth. If you have little, give your heart. Anonymous again, you may only be one person in this world, but to one person at one time, you are the world. Albert Einstein, there are two ways to live your life. One is though nothing is a miracle. The other is though everything is a miracle. I live my life as if everything is a miracle. I believe in miracles. I look forward to them. That's what makes up my day. Surely, when you focus on miracles, when you know they're out there, you will create a lot more miracles. January, what are your thoughts on paying it forward and miracles?
Oh, my gosh. Well, I agree with you. My life has been one miracle. I'm having quite an interesting, miraculous year myself. You know, this is my big year where I turn 7-0.
Oh, my goodness. God bless you and many, many, many happy, healthy, and prosperous years.
Oh, thank you. It's been a fun year. I've been married, I've been married 43 years. We'll celebrate that this year. I have 7 grandchildren. That was wonderful. We took them all on a Disneyland cruise, and so that was kind of fun to do. We survived it. No one jumped off the boat.
That's good.
Yeah, and, you know, I've got the new book that came out this last month, or this month it actually came out, and the show's doing well, and I'm just it's an interesting time in my life. You know, I thought this would be the time I would sit back, play golf, and eat bonbons, and I'm busier than I've ever been, and, you know, I'm really enjoying it because I'm so vitalized by all the people that I'm meeting and the process of putting yourself out there. I always tell my listeners, you know, when a door opens, you need to walk through it. And once you walk through that door, it's amazing the things that you'll find on the other side. Don't you agree?
I absolutely agree. And I was going to say all this in my breaking news, January, because I am so excited for radio, for television. What is more important than breaking news? And I'm so pleased that we have it. January Jones, first a bit about her. She's a self-proclaimed wine tester, spelled W-H-I-N-E, wine tester with a stimulus plan to stop whining that is amazing and amusing. She's an expert winologist, W-H-I-N-E, winologist, and a reformed winer who lives every day in the new wine zone. Her book published by Beaufort Books is entitled Thou Shalt Not Whine, The 11th Commandment, and reached number one at Amazon.com. I have that book. It is wonderful. It is fun, the kind you want to give as a gift. And every single page will have you smiling and laughing. Her newest book, Priceless Personality, Priceless Personality, sure to follow suit with a number I'm so excited about the breaking news, I can hardly speak. It's sure to become number one with Amazon as well. That because not only is it interesting, but because January Jones is priceless. Let me just share this, and I will bring her right on to you. There are 10 chapters about 10 highly interesting people, but I have my favorites. So it's okay with you, January. First, let me introduce you. But I'd like to talk about today the ones that particularly interested me. So first, okay, let me just welcome you to the show. I love you. You've been with us since the very beginning. And by the way, folks, January Jones is a featured host on Blog Talk Radio as well. Every day, she gives a knockout show, each and every day. January, what is that link to your show?
Well, you just go to January Jones Sharing Success Stories at Blog Talk.
January Jones Sharing Success Stories at blogtalkradio.com. Okay,
mm-hmm.
very
mm-hmm.
good, folks. Mm-hmm. And our shows you can find on joycebarryandfriends.com. So I'm very excited about this new book. I know for the moment it's an e-book that you can get over at Amazon. But as I mm-hmm. said, these are the ones I picked out. I can't wait to hear all about them, starting with Stephen Simon. Go ahead, January.
Oh, okay. Well, you know, the 10 people that I've asked to participate in this book were all people that were guests on my show. And they're unforgettable. And it's kind of exciting to start with this book. This is volume one, and we're already on the drawing board with volume two and volume three because we've got some people here who have amazing stories. Stephen Simon, he was the producer for Somewhere in Time, that wonderful movie with Christopher Reeves, and grew up in Hollywood. He was in his father was worked for Harry Cohn at Columbia Pictures, and his mother is Harriet. Now she's known as Harriet Deutsch. And his mother was like best friends with Nancy Reagan. So he shares what it was like growing up in Hollywood. Frank Sinatra was his godfather, and Frank Sinatra had been involved with Stephen's father, Sylvan Simon. Actually, he is the one who recruited Frank Sinatra to be in that fabulous movie From Here to Eternity, where that's the movie he won his Oscar for. And Stephen shares an interesting story during the interview, and it's that his dad invited Frank Sinatra to be in the movie, and then Harry Cohn found out about it and said, no, he can't be in the movie because Frank Sinatra had a relationship with one of Harry's girlfriends, and Harry didn't want him in the movie. So at that point, Sylvan Simon said, well, you know, if you won't let me keep my word, or if you, you know, dishonored me this way, I quit, and I will no longer work for you. So he quit, and he called up Frank Sinatra and said, I'm sorry that, you know, you won't be in the movie, but because of them, Harry rejecting you, I've quit Columbia Pictures. So then a short time after, Harry Cohn had this fabulous racehorse, and it was, I guess he kept the horse at Santa Anita or Hollywood Park, one of those places, and the horse died. The horse died suddenly, and Harry Cohn the next day got a note under his door at his house, and it said, you're next.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, yeah. And so at that point in time, Harry decided to rehire Sylvan Simon, and they gave Frank Sinatra the role in Here to Eternity, and he went on to win an Oscar. Now, this story was kind of elaborated in the movie The Godfather, but they did it much more dramatically. Stephen, of course, he's very devoted to Frank Sinatra, and he feels truly that Frank Sinatra had nothing to do with it, and it just was probably the powers that work in mysterious ways that caused this to happen. But that's just one of the fabulous stories he tells in the interview. He also talks about what it was like starting out working in Hollywood and trying to get himself established. He went to law school, and then he got out of law school, and he went to work for Ray Stark, who was a very famous producer. So he has just fabulous stories. He also, when he was in college, he went to work for Ronald Reagan's political campaign, and so he got involved in politics. So he's just a Renaissance man. Right now, he has created Spiritual Cinema, and it's an amazing organization. It's 10 years old, and when you subscribe, they send you once a month. They send you a DVD with a regular movie and three shorts. And these are the kind of movies that you're not going to see in mainstream theaters. these are very amazing movies. They're the kind of movies you want to keep. They're the kind of movies you want to share with your family and friends. One of the movies, and they have big stars like Sidney Poitier, and they're amazing movies. So I really hope that anyone listening who wants to experience some good entertainment will go to Spiritual Cinema Circle, and that's on the internet, and it's a fantastic opportunity.
January, that story is so fascinating. Just right there, it's worth buying the book for sure. I just have a quick question about it. Of course, I saw The Godfather with that scene with the horse's head in the bed. Is that what really happened to him? It was in his bed like that, or was that just the way they played it up?
No, that's the way they did it in The Godfather. They kind of dramatized it. What actually happened is the horse died at the race park, and then supposedly he got a note under his door and everything changed. But it wasn't as, The Godfather, they made that brutally dramatic.
But they nonetheless murdered the horse, or that it just mysteriously died, and they used that to make a point.
I think it mysteriously died.
Gotcha.
And I don't think Frank Sinatra had anything to do about it. I don't think he knew about it. I agree with Stephen. There were a lot of people that did not like Harry Cohn. He was not a popular person in Hollywood. He had a lot of enemies.
Well, I got to tell you, that story alone, it just captivated me. The next one I'd like to hear about is James Mates. No doubt an interesting story about this actor, author, and what you call an imagination expert. Go ahead on James Mapes.
Oh, James Mapes. He is just a delightful fellow. Actually, he and Stephen are brother-in-laws, and James is married to Stephen's sister, who is the wonderful, beautiful Susan Granger. She's a movie critic, and she does movie reviews, and she did my Oscar show, and she was amazing. I think she scored like 80% on her Oscar picks this last go-around. She is just a wonderful gal, and she and James Mapes are married. And James was he's one of those actors that you may not know his name, but as soon as you see him on the screen, you remember him because he's been in so many movies. And he's written a book called Quantum Leap Thinking, An Owner's Guide to the Mind. And his book is fabulous. I highly recommend it. And he has done, his career is just amazing. And he's been a hypnotist, you name it, and he's done it. He's one of those renaissance, truly a renaissance man. And right now he's working on he's doing his own movie. He and Susan are doing a movie. Susan's son is Don Granger, and his latest movie was Tom Cruise in Jack Reacher. So they're connected to old Hollywood, and they have just hundreds of fabulous stories. James talks about when he was young, he worked with June Havoc, who was Gypsy Rose Lee's sister. And he's amazing. He talks about people like Clint Eastwood and people like that it's just like you, I would talk about you. You know, they're people that he just truly knows, and he's not a name dropper, but the people he knows just happen to be very famous.
Well, that is absolutely fascinating. My God, I feel privileged to be talking about you today and introducing you, because you are indeed a priceless personality. You, January Jones, are fascinating. Every show you have is a knockout show. Every book you have is a knockout book. So, indeed, I am thrilled that you're joining us today. You're one of my priceless personalities, January
Jones.
Well,
thank you. Thank you.
I'm going to go for a moment to another priceless personality with my show, and that's Beverly Nadler, who shares, has every Thursday, Here's to Your Health Thursday, and has written this poem just so you know what this show offers you each and every day.
Listen to me. I have something to say about a wonderful way to start your day, a way to stimulate your mind and increase your energy, make you feel so good. And guess what? It's free. Weekdays at 11 a.m. Eastern, hear the Joyce, Barry, and Friends show. You'll find it on the Internet, on Blog Talk Radio. This show is upbeat and fun and very inspirational. It's informative, educational, and very motivational. There's the Coach's Corner, great quotes and news. There are suggestions, perspectives, and advice you can use to enhance your life and improve your health, plus clever, simple ways to increase your wealth. Joyce's perceptions and personality will keep you captivated, and her guests from many walks of life will always keep you fascinated. When Joyce and her friends speak, it's like you're in the conversation. This is part of what makes her show so unique, really a sensation. For Joyce's friends are not only the guests you're listening to, they're everyone who is tuning in. Yes, I do mean you.
So refer your friends and family. They'll be so pleased to know. And let's make Joyce, Barry, and Friends the number one worldwide radio show.
And we are here live with priceless personality herself, January Jones. And January, the next one I'd love to hear about is Anita Mahaffey. What can you tell us about Anita?
Well, she is quite a force to be reckoned with. I've got my book in front of me, and I'm just going to go to her chapter so I can summarize she's chapter 7, so let me get there. She has had cancer, and she had it as a young woman. She had eye cancer, and they thought they had taken care of it. It came back 3 times. She eventually, they had to take her eye out eventually in order to save her life. And so she has a prosthesis for her eye and that part of her head. Quite an amazing story. So then she, on her own, created a business called Cool Jams. And Cool Jams, it's a fabric that she's created that it's for sleepwear, and it's the kind of fabric that it keeps you warm in the winter and it keeps you cool in the summer. It's this wicker fabric, and wow, it's amazing. I have several pairs of Cool Jams. I sleep in them all year round. And so she just started this pajama business, and she's down in San Diego. She's on the internet, and she is one of those women who, not because of her affliction, but in spite of it, she's gone forward and created just the most fascinating life and a wonderful businesswoman.
And that is absolutely amazing. Firstly, I never even heard of anyone that had cancer in the eye. As many cancer stories as I've heard, one of them as sad as another one, regardless of where it hits you. But I never even had heard about that.
I know. Oh, my goodness. It's a very rare cancer. And she's so funny because she jokes about it, because she says that with her husband and children, she'll say, "I'm keeping my one eye on you."
Wow. That is an amazingly inspiring story for sure. Anita Mahaffey. The next one I'd like to hear about, Chapter 4, Daniel Blanchard, Chapter 6,
Educator,
Teen Advocate.
He is amazing. Daniel's a school teacher in New Jersey, and he is just a hoot because he's just one of those New Jersey boys. He grew up in the rough neighborhood. He was in wrestling. He's got just a manner about him that I adore. He's just so down to earth. I've read at his website some of the things that his students have written about him, and needless to say, they adore this man. He is beloved. He's gotten several awards. He teaches in the inner city. And you want to talk about tough love, well, then you're talking about Daniel Blanchard. He's just says it the way it is for these kids. And he's written a series of books calling Grant, it's under the theme of Granddaddy's Secrets. And these are secrets that he shares with young people to help them get a handle on you know, what they want to do with their life. And the books are called Feeling, the first one is Feeling Lucky. And he has a series of books that are wonderful for kids to read, for adults to read, for anyone. He's happily married. They've got, I think, 5 kids, so he's always into kids. I told him now that he should start writing about raising young kids instead of teenagers, which I think will probably happen. He's very prolific. He once he discovered writing, he just took off with it. And he is a positive, positive person. He's one of those, as I said early, all of these people are priceless personalities. Because, you know, after I did the interviews with them, they stay with you. You know, you keep thinking about them. You keep thinking about some of the things they say. You go back and you re-listen to their interviews again. Actually, Daniel's been on the show, 3, 4, 5 times. He's got, always got such wonderful things to share. And he also is very prolific, so he's writing all the time, which I think is amazing. I don't know how he finds the time between teaching school and raising 5 kids. He's quite amazing.
Well, when you say he's the real deal, and that's such a high compliment, given you have real deals on your show every day that you're selecting who you interview, what about makes him the real, real deal?
Well, his honesty. And, you know, he talks about what it was. He shares how difficult it was growing up. He shares all the insecurities he had. He shares some of the things he did that were different, that cut him loose from the pack, that made a difference in how his life turned out. You know, a lot of the kids from the inner city, they don't make it. And his story is about someone who made it. He not only made it, he went back. He got an education, and he went back to teach in the inner city. And he's there for these kids. He's one of those people, he's not concerned with making a lot of money. He's more concerned with sharing his story and helping other kids so that they don't make the mistakes that so many of his friends made. So he's, in that respect, he's just the real deal. He's fun. He's one of those people that he's kind of my idol when it comes to teachers.
And you're the real deal, January Jones, no doubt. Your website, januaryjones.com. Books are on amazon.com. Anything else you want people to know in terms of connecting with you and reaching to you?
Oh, well, just I'm on at Amazon. I got website. A new website's coming up soon called Priceless Personalities. And on that website, the book will be available, and we'll also be doing a page on each of these personalities, sharing their stories, sharing some of the details about how amazing they are. So that's coming up. And then Priceless Personalities Volume 2 is on the drawing board, so we're working on that. That's a very exciting thing to do. And basically, I do the radio show at Blog Talk. I'm on every day at 10 a.m. on the East Coast.
And when you say every day, are we talking 7 days a week or 5? I say I'm on every day, but it's every weekday.
No, it's every day, and some of these shows are replays because, obviously, physically, I couldn't do a show every day.
Well, I'm doing it 5 days a week, and I can say it takes up countless hours and hours between the interviews, confirming guests, speaking to guests, checking websites, bios, et cetera, et cetera. It takes everything I got to do 5.
So mm-hmm. I don't know what kind of steroids you're on, January Jones. I can't even imagine a 7-day week, because I do know that even if you play a rerun, you got to be at the helm with the controls. Isn't that true?
Oh, yeah, yeah. It's definitely an involvement. I have an assistant, though, and she takes over for me when I'm traveling, and she does the show for me. So it's not that something I have to do every day. I take the show on the road with me when I travel. A lot of times we'll do replays when I'm traveling. So I get a break from it, and I've got it kind of down to a system, so it's getting easier and easier. You know, it's like anything. The more you do it, the better you get at it. So I've kind
of
devised some shortcuts.
But with the reruns, you can't just program, download the show, and upload it to the day so you don't have to be there. You still need to open up the show and close the show, correct?
No, you just need to do the replay. Just hit the button and it replays.
But that's what I mean. You have to be there to hit the button. It doesn't automatically appear.
Yeah.
That someone still has to be at the controls, whether
right.
it's you or someone you delegate. There's no such thing as, I'm off this week, I'll just program it. You got to open up the show and close the show.
Yeah, absolutely.
So,
yeah.
My website, joycebarry.com, B-A-R-R-I-E, joycebarry.com. I am a success coach for decades, love doing coaching, whether one-on-one or through this worldwide show. That's why I have a coach's corner every day. You can see hundreds of testimonials about my coaching services on joycebarry.com. And for this show, right here, right now, I just want to share some of my favorite ones.
Joyce Barry is an outstanding success coach. She is a master coach, the best of the best. Here are just a few of her clients who want to endorse her. Marlon Brando.
Hiring Joyce as a coach is an offer you can't refuse.
President Bill Clinton.
I did not have sex with that woman. I did not have sex with Joyce. She is my coach.
Sylvester Stallone.
Yo, Adrian, Joyce is the best coach, you know. She helped me train for Rocky.
Arnold Schwarzenegger.
I hired the Joycenator because no matter how much I may drive her crazy, I know she'll be back.
President Ronald Reagan.
Well, Joyce, Nancy and I just love you. There you go again. Win one for the Barry.
Elvis Presley.
I'm all shook up about hiring Joyce as a coach. I'll get a little less conversation, a little more coaching.
Jack Nicholson.
If you could handle the truth, you want Joyce as your coach.
Johnny Carson.
I can hire Joyce as a coach? I did not know that. That is wild. Did you know that, Ed?
Charlie Sheen.
Winning. That's because Joyce is my coach. Winner, winner, chicken dinner.
Woody Allen.
Are you crazy? This whole time I haven't had Joyce Barry as a coach? You kidding me?
Hi, Ted Siuba and I Think and Grow Rich. If you were thinking about hiring Joyce Barry as your coach, just do it and we'll grow rich together.
And even Joyce Barry herself.
What do Olympic athletes have that you don't have? A coach. Hire me and have this be your best year ever. If not now, when? I want that gold medal. I want to hire me.
Email coachjoyce@AOL.com. That's coachjoyce@AOL.com.
coachjoyce@AOL.com. Send me an email, Market Radio Show, and I'll be happy to give you a first-time free consult about home businesses, about coaching, whatever it is you want, totally free, just for mentioning you heard it on this show as my special offer. Back to January Jones. The next one I really want to hear about is from Chapter 10, Hugh Aaron, author, CEO, Greatest Generation. I would love to hear his story.
Well, Hugh, actually, he and I email back and forth. I love Hugh. He's in, gosh, I'd say, don't quote me, but he's in his late 80s. And he was a very, very successful businessman, and he was always a writer his entire life. But because he ran this successful corporation, he really didn't have a lot of time for writing. So once he retired, then he took on writing. He wrote some amazing books about his World War II experience, because when he went to the war, he was sent to the Pacific, and he wrote letters, and he wrote them to his his mother, His mother kept all his letters from the war, and then when he retired, he sorted through these letters, and that became he did several books on the war and how when wars were won, and I don't remember all the titles, but they're also wonderful. He writes business articles for the Wall Street Journal, and he's just a knowledgeable man. We did a show, and it was called Sex and the CEO, and it was all about what happens in a corporation when CEOs get involved with their workers and how it goes downhill. And he wrote a wonderful article called Curing a Dysfunctional Company that we talked about. He's very prolific. Some of his articles are Businesses Don't Fail, People Do. It's the culture stupid, the education of a businessman, making the most of the recession, who needs the customer, the generations. And his book that I really love is called Saving the American Dream. So whenever there's anything political or economic happening, I love to have Hugh on the show and get his take on it. He's been through it all, you know. I mean, he grew up during the Depression. He went through the war. He's seen every recession. His philosophy for business is amazing because his company was never unionized, and it's interesting because the employees looked into unionizing. And, you know, he said, if you can get a better deal, go for it. And the reality was he was paying more than any of the unions ever would have. So his employees never unionized, which I think is an interesting comment on the business world, that if you treat your employees well and do a little bit of profit sharing with them, that's a really big key to success with, I think. And I think a lot of companies don't realize that.
The reason I chose him as one of the ones I wanted to hear was he wrote mm-hmm. that his advice isn't sugar-coated. So it sounds like he's a tell-it-as-it-is kind of person, and I like that and respect that.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, yeah. You know, he's fun because at his stage in life, he doesn't care.
Yeah, that's a good point, too.
Yeah, he has no other agenda but to just say what he thinks. And that's what's so refreshing about him, because, you know, a lot of people are manipulative and are trying to cover their butts, but he doesn't care about that. He's an out, open, upfront guy. He's wonderful, and he's busy writing more articles. As a matter of fact, he has a blog. And if you can go to his blog, it's a wonderful blog. Hugh Aaron, HughAaron. Brilliant man.
And how do you access the blog? You just Google Hugh Aaron?
Yeah. Just Google his name. And he's got all of his books there. His books now, interestingly enough, I got an email from him the other day, and he was saying that his books are now going to ebooks too, with a new ebook publisher. So he's coming on to the ebook phenomena at his age, which I think is wonderful.
Wow, every one of these is so interesting. Chapter 8, Rory Hoffman and Connie Ellis, a blind musician and a blind author. To me, that is one of the main tragedies in life, to be blind. It's hard enough to make your way through life with all its twists and turns and have full vision. So without vision, let's hear about Rory, the blind musician. What is his instrument? And then we'll talk about the blind author.
Well, I did the interview because she had approached me about her book, and it's called Rory's Story. And she wanted to promote the book, and I was interested in how one goes about with becoming a blind musician. But it was funny because once I did the interview, it occurred to me that she was the real story. She's
wow.
the story, and she's actually the one who's on the front cover of my book because she
was raised in a family with four children. All four children were born blind. She and her sister were twins, and their parents, when they were born blind, both their parents had excellent eyesight. They just had no idea how this happened. So she tells the story about how her parents took them and drove thousands and thousands of miles so they could go to a school for blind children and learn how to function. And the story of what her mom and dad did is really the amazing story, raising four blind children. The two girls, they could read Braille, and they had all the education. And then when their brother Rory was born, they then started teaching him at home. You know, they played school, but the reality was they were teaching him everything they had been taught. And turned out that their family of musicians, the mother and father, all six of them play musical instruments. So they would do performing. And Rory became quite phenomenal, and he does the guitar. He lays it on his lap. And right now he's in Nashville with a recording career and producing, and every instrument he can play, he plays all kinds. He plays contemporary, jazz, country. Quite amazing family, and he has quite a career. And she is a stay-at-home mom, you know, but she writes books. She homeschools her children. She homeschools other children. She is quite a force to be reckoned with. Interestingly enough, none of her children or her nieces or nephews are blind. It was just this one generation they all were blind. And how they coped with it, we even talk about in the interview some of the disadvantages to being blind and some of the advantages. And I think that was pretty humorous. She thought one of the disadvantages was that she couldn't drive, but yet she can get around quite well. And some of the advantages she felt were that she doesn't judge people by their appearance. You know, when she meets people, she just meets them as they are, and she doesn't have that thing that in her head that most of us have when we see someone, their first appearance. Very fantastic family. One of his albums, CDs, is called Blind Faith. Isn't that a great title for that family?
Absolutely. But can you talk a little bit more about advantages? I couldn't come up with one. Now you're saying she's non-judgmental because she can't base a judgment on appearance. What other advantage could there possibly be when you're blind?
Okay, well, she says one of the biggest disadvantages is that, let's talk about that first. One of the biggest disadvantages is people's misperceptions. She writes that lots of times they limit me a lot more than I really am or assume that I can't do something. Instead of thinking about ways to adapt or ways that I could do something, they just assume that I can't, and that's a big disadvantage. Everything else I can pretty much deal with. I mean, I can't drive, but I can take public transportation wherever I want to go. It's an inconvenience at times, and you have to plan in advance. The biggest advantage for me is that I wish people would be a little more open-minded, and that people would be more accepting. I asked if they had a guide dog, and she said no, because since there were four of them, they would have had to have four dogs, and their house would have been like a kennel.
Wow.
Yeah. And she writes that we don't travel that far and wide by ourselves. I did more when I was single. Now I'm a stay-at-home mom. And I think the biggest advantage they have is that they think they can – she pretty much feels that she can do anything she wants, and nothing. She's not limited by anything. Nor is her brother. You know, he's created quite a marvelous career.
It's so inspiring. And what about the musician? Being a blind musician, what was his musical instrument?
Oh, well, he plays the guitar, the piano. I guess he pretty much plays just about every instrument there is. He's a very prolific musician, and he plays the drums, and he has a career in Nashville. He's a producer, performer, and he plays over 12 instruments. Now, isn't that amazing?
To me, it's amazing just playing one instrument.
Yeah, plays the accordion, the saxophone, banjo, harpsichord, piano, guitar. I mean, she didn't list all of 12 of them, but I'm sure if you name it, he probably plays it.
That is absolutely unbelievable. Folks,
yeah, and you know, you can go on YouTube, and he has clips of himself playing on YouTube, and you can watch him play. His website is www.roryhoffman.com.
I mean, my God, there isn't a story that I can't wait to read with your new books as well, because each and every one of these is just mind-boggling in one way or another, inspiring, motivational, exciting, unbelievable, all of that. Folks, you want to go to JanuaryJones.com. You want to go to Amazon and pick up Priceless Personalities. You really want to delve into this even more. You're getting a taste of it now. And our breaking news with January Jones on Priceless Personalities. And my question to you is, if not now, when? Joyce, Barry, and Friends, the number one worldwide internet radio show. This poem, an original by yours truly, is entitled, If Not Now, When? We are giving you the education. We are giving you the information. We are giving you the motivation. We are giving you the inspiration. What you really need to do is to put this into application. Do you want a transformation? You must use your imagination. It might take some perspiration. It's all in the preparation. You must really be sure there is no procrastination. It helps to have a fascination and very strong determination. You want a positive demonstration. Achieve success in the administration. It really is the time. Give each show your consideration. What is your aspiration? What do you need for stimulation? To get healthy and off that medication, to get wealthy, it's your destination. So make today the day for your participation. If you do, congratulations. If not now, when? Folks, ask yourself that question. When are you going to do the things in your life that you say you're going to do? When is it you're going to get to your next goal? If you've mastered procrastination, isn't it time you mastered getting it done now, moving forward now? So many of you actually believe there is a Sunday. So many of you actually believe it's going to come around. And for those of you who believe that, this is just for you. Someday, an original poem by yours truly, Joyce Barry. I went to my calendar and took a look. I discovered that someday was not in the book. I looked carefully, for someday I did seek, but only Monday through Sunday appeared on each week. I got really confused. This was not funny. I always said someday I'd make very good money. I always said someday I'd get everything done. I always said someday I'd be number one. I always said someday this and someday that. Someday is starting to sound like very old hat. I became very sure that something was wrong. No someday on my calendar all along. I thought everything I wanted would come to be. It would happen someday, I kept telling me. It was someday, I kept telling you, that all our dreams were sure to come true. How shocking to discover that all along, someday was not in the calendar. How could I be so wrong? How could I not know that why I was stuck was that someday would never, ever show up? There wasn't a calendar anywhere, none to be found, that had someday in it, it would never come around. I always knew that if something is going to be, I am totally responsible. It's all up to me. I thought of my goals and made a new list. How exciting to realize that someday did not exist. Now I really know without any doubt that Monday through Sunday is in and someday is out. So I ask you, women, I ask you, men, I ask myself, if not right now, when? We are back to January Jones with our live breaking news on her brand new book, Priceless Personalities. I save this one for last because I am truly fascinated by her, and I know a bit more about her, Sydney Biddle Barrows. I recall when she was in the news every day, The Mayflower Madam. I read her book. What could you tell us in as regards to what she's up to these days? Sydney Biddle Barrows, Chapter 5.
Oh, she is just a delight. I love having her on the show. You know, she's totally moved on from the Mayflower Madam thing. However, she's used that connection to create a light for herself that's amazing. She is a business consultant. And, you know, she ran one of the most successful businesses in the history of New York City. And she was prosecuted, but I guess she got a slap on the wrist and nothing too bad happened to her. And her business, I think some of the business schools actually used it as a model for teaching how to run a business. She's a great businesswoman. She's written several books now. And she does coaching, and she is just a fabulous gal. She's created quite a career for her, and she has a program for her listeners, and it's called Roadblock, and it's with business. It's Roadblock Removal, and what a great name that is. And she helps people work through the roadblocks that they find in their lives and helps them work around it. She's written, co-authored a wonderful, wonderful book with the fabulous Dan Kennedy, and her book is called Uncensored Sales Strategies. And I've read the book. I highly recommend it. She and Dan have put together some wonderful advice for people, and then they recorded they did a four-set CD, and it's called XXX-Rated Sales Strategies. So that's also fun. She does a recreation of the actual training program that she used to use for her call girls.
Wow.
Yeah, so it's definitely what she did and what she devised can be applied, quite frankly, to any business. So she is she's one of my heroes as far as women who got knocked down. She picked herself up, she dusted herself off, and she's fantastic. She's still doing really well. I believe she still lives in New York, and she's on a lot of TV shows.
she gets, you know, called as an expert whenever scandals break.
And her book is triple X-rated, XXX-rated.
XXX-rated sales strategies. That's her CD set. And then she and Dan Kennedy have a fabulous book. It's called Uncensored Sales Strategies. And she was on the Aftermath show on A&E with William Shatner. And Aftermath, that I watched that show. It was fantastic because she talked about what happened to her life after she was arrested and after she had to go through this horrible trial and after her life really changed in a big way. So I was very pleased to have her on the show. She's cute. She says, I live in New York City on the Upper West Side. I have no pets, no plants, no children, and no regrets.
That is adorable, for sure.
Yeah, you gotta love her. She's great.
And you gotta love January Jones. As we're winding down January, anything else you want to share with our listeners? Love having you today. Fascinating.
Well, it's been fun sharing. You're actually, you know, I have to share with you, this is the first interview I've done with the book because it's been so crazy just getting the book out. And I haven't really done a lot of promotion. I kind of wanted to get it out there and see if it had some legs and see what happens with it. So it's really been fun talking about the book. I think it's a great book if you know someone who is down in the dumps, someone who's not doing real, real well. This is a book that will give inspiration, and plus my guests share inspiration and information. They tell you how to do it, how to pull yourself together. I think that's important these days.
Well, that's why it's breaking news, and that's why we have the first interview. That's what makes it breaking news. You're hearing it live on Joyce Barry and Friends, and I love this book. I can't wait to see Volume 2, Volume 3. I can't wait to see which volume I'll make my way into as one of the first women in the world to be a stockbroker. If that isn't priceless, I don't know what is. People will attest to that one. So I'm going to apply to be a priceless personality, even if I make it to volume 10, because I know they're all going to be great books. January, we appreciate you. We're grateful you worked it out to be here with your busy, busy, busy schedule. So, folks, let these people inspire you. Each one, there'll be a way it'll reach out to your heart and soul. And certainly you want to give this book as a gift. This is the kind of book you want to give as a gift to people. January Jones, always fun, always interesting. And, folks, go out and celebrate what's priceless about you. Celebrate what's priceless about your life, your opportunities, things that make you happy. And here is our celebration song.
I was listening to Blog Talk Radio when my ears heard something that I did know. From the speakers of my laptop I heard a voice. It was the White Oprah, also known as Joyce.
He did the MASH.
The Joyce Barry MASH.
Joyce Barry MASH.
She is a coaching smash.
He did the MASH.
You'll catch on in a flash.
He did the MASH.
The Joyce Barry MASH. I felt so inspired by her show, and her poetry was just so good, you know. I want to listen to Joyce again and again. As Joyce would say, if not now, when?
He did the MASH.
The Joyce Barry MASH.
Joyce Barry MASH.
She is a coaching smash.
He did the MASH.
You'll catch on in a flash.
He did the MASH.
The Joyce Barry MASH.
Wow.
Joyce knows all about having fun. She's a home business wizard and she's just begun. She's a coaching sensation for not just me or you or her. It's for everyone.
Then you can MASH.
Do the Joyce Barry MASH.
Joyce Barry MASH.
She's a home business smash.
Then you can MASH.
You'll catch on in a flash.
Then you can mash.
Do the Joyce Berry mash.
Have a fantastic day and listen to Joyce Berry and Friends.
Hi, this is Maury Moreland Morrison, here to tell you Geico has more than just great savings. Much more. Yes, while Geico could help you rack up more moolah faster than you can say metamorphosis, they've also been the fastest growing auto insurer for more than 10 years. That's more like it. Furthermore, Geico has fast and friendly claim service. That might seem like an oxymoron, but it's not. All the more reason to say no other auto insurer has more than Geico. Geico, expect great savings and a whole lot more.